information about your holiday coming up this week, just to kind of situate you scientifically. A scientific study of 247 Thanksgiving dinners has given us data showing that 92% included turkey, cranberries, gravy, and mashed potatoes, except for Norwegian bachelor farmers who ate dinner alone by the TV screens, of whom 52% had tuna fish and noodles, 48% had wieners and beans. Scientific research at 247 Thanksgiving dinners has made it clear that 45% of the dinners were served 20 minutes later than they were last year, due to the increased use of appetizers, particularly in the Northeast. 55% of the men over 40 were 80% full before the start of the feast. Behavioral studies of Thanksgiving dinners show that 64% of the women and men intended to take just one small helping and to say no thanks when it came back again. About 46% said, oh, just a little, and 21% said no. Well, all right. Some changed their mind because it looked so delicious, and two-thirds did just to be polite. Exit interviews at Thanksgiving dinners, as you can see from the bars on the graph, show that people who ate pie made up their mind at the very last minute what kind they would have. Mincemeat and apple showed an 8% increase. Pumpkin experienced 10% growth. But in the 9 out of 10 homes where two pies were offered, 64% had a little piece of both. Scientific study of 247 Thanksgiving dinners showed that 85% of the people who ate those Thanksgiving dinners felt somewhat, mostly, or completely content. Men over 30 showed an average weight gain of 3.2 by the late afternoon. Most sat around and talked about health clubs. 22% said they're joining one soon. A study of 247 people who had eaten their dinners or were almost through showed that 93% experienced an average 21-point decline in IQ. 43% sat around in a stupor. 15% felt somewhat dull. 33% felt a pool of butter fat slowly congealing inside their skull. Autopsies done on Thanksgiving evening show that the arteries were clamped shut tight due to the effect of watermelon pickles. Avoid those pickles and you'll be all right. Watermelon pickles are definitely dangerous, and capers can give you the vapors. Avoid sardines and mesclun greens, and of course you should never drink sumac wine. Stay away from capers and watermelon pickles. Sardines and sumac and you'll be jerked.